20 years after the Disability Discrimination Act was passed, less than 50% of people with a disability are accessing public transport. A string of federal court cases have found that people with a disability still experience discrimination when simply trying to get around. Over 4 million people in Australia have some form of disability, but it appears access to everyday services like transport continues to present a daily challenge. Emma Lancaster with this report.
When I catch the train, I usually drive to the station because all the buses around my area aren't accessible, so I just drive. And then get to the station, you need to make sure you're early, otherwise they don't have anyone to put you on the train, which is a bit of a pain that you can't turn up when everybody else does. So there's a lot of waiting around for people to do things for you. I've been told I shouldn't catch the train in peak hour. Even though I work a 9-to-5 job, I really don't have a choice. I'm not going to wait around for an extra hour.
One in five people in New South Wales have some form of disability and face barriers accessing public transport. John Franklin is a university student from Western Sydney. He lives with his dad and works two part-time jobs. John is also a paraplegic. Being in a wheelchair, John is faced with the daily challenge of getting around. He recalls a recent journey to work.
On the train on the way to the city, the trains break, as they do, so they wanted us to change platforms, and they said that it was okay that I could use the stairs. They had these stair lifts, these little climber things that go up the sides of the stairs. Long story short, none of it worked. They didn't do regular maintenance on it, so it meant that I had to get on a train to go back four stops so I could get on another platform to come to the city.
Disability discrimination on public transport can be caused by a number of factors, including access to infrastructure, geographical isolation, and poor community attitudes. However, physical exclusion from transport services is only one form of transport disadvantage. Graeme Innes, the Disability Discrimination Commissioner, is visually impaired. He catches a train to work and recently won a case against RailCorp that found that they had been discriminating against visually impaired people by not providing audible train announcements. Commissioner Innes talks about his case.
I couldn't see how telling everyone else where they were but not telling me where I was did not constitute discrimination, and the court was very clear that it constituted both a breach of the Disability Discrimination Act and also a breach of the access to transport standards. So what we need to do now is to try to find a way to change that situation so that the discrimination doesn't keep occurring.
The Access to Public Transport Standards took effect in 2002. They set out a 20-year timetable of how public transport is to become accessible for those with a disability. The end goal is for all public transport to be accessible by 2022. Late last year, the New South Wales Minister for Transport, Gladys Berejiklian, released the government's Disability Action Plan that focuses on building an accessible transport network for New South Wales over the next 5 years. Right now, less than 50% of stations on the Sydney network are wheelchair accessible, whilst even fewer have services for people who are vision or hearing impaired. The Transport Minister says her government is playing catch-up.
We inherited a system where two-thirds of our stations didn't have easy access. There are a number of other things that had fallen by the wayside for all too long. We have a new program called the Transport Access Program, which gives $770 million over 4 years in improving accessibility to all of our transport hubs, but also interchanges as well. So obviously ramps and lifts at railway stations is critical, or making sure all of our modern buses have platforms which can go down and up to make sure that there's no big step that people have to take when they're getting onto a bus. Making sure that we have access to interchanges, to our wharves is really key, but also improving the visual displays. People with hearing impairments can't always rely on announcements, so having visual displays at station, key interchange places is important. Equally so, for those who've got a visual disability, making sure that our announcements are clearer.
Disability activist Stella Young says it's not just accessibility, but independence that is key to successful travel on public transport.
I was in London last year and I could drive on and off the tube independently. And what that means is that there's no risk of being forgotten by, you know, a third party. And you don't feel so kind of dependent on other people for your mobility. So I think that we should be looking at more options for independent travel rather than just accessible travel. We need to take it further than access and make sure that we've actually got independent access.
With over 1,000 complaints a year, the Disability Discrimination Act is essential in stopping discrimination in Australia. Despite this, the Act has been criticised for not having enough teeth.
In Australia, it's a complaints-based system, so just breaking the rules isn't really enough. You have to actually have someone lodge a complaint against you, which is why many organisations get away with disability discrimination, because lodging complaints is time-consuming, it can be expensive, and some of us just don't have the time to be lodging constant complaints. And I think that's why countries like the UK, there's much less discrimination and the Act is so much better, because their disability discrimination law actually has some teeth.
All public transport in Australia should meet accessibility standards in less than a decade. But John is not holding his breath.
It'll be nice to live in a little utopian world where everything was accessible for everyone. I don't really think I can see that happening. I can see things getting better, but to the point where you satisfy everybody, I think it's just unrealistic.
Shadow Minister for Transport Penny Sharp says that a public transport system that caters to those with a disability actually provides better transport for the entire community.
If we make the system work well for people with disabilities, we actually make the system work well for everybody. Everyone's actually free to get the full benefits of public transport.
That was Emma Lancaster talking with New South Wales Shadow Minister for Transport, Penny Sharp.